All right, good afternoon. We'll go ahead and get started today. Welcome to the City of Knoxville Board of Zoning Appeals. I am Daniel Odell, Chair of the BZA, and we'll be conducting today's meeting. Alongside of me are the other members of the BZA. Tables across the room here are city staff members. Today's meeting will be conducted in the order of the agenda. Agendas are available at the table near the entrance over here. Pursuant to the BZA administrative rules, each matter on the agenda will be considered in the following order: staff comments, proponents, opponents, rebuttals, discussion among board members, a motion, and then a second, further discussion among board members, and then a vote. Members of the public may address the board, and the following rules apply. Each person may speak for 5 minutes and shall not have more than one time to speak, except that the chair may allow 2 minutes to the applicant for rebuttal. When more than one person wants to speak to an issue, each side is limited to 3 speakers with 5 minutes each. The board may ask questions of any speaker and may allow more time or more speakers by a vote. Speakers should limit their remarks to the facts of the case and should avoid repeating comments that have been previously presented to the board. All speakers should come to the podium right here in the front and speak their name and address directly into the microphone. Speakers need to speak directly into the microphone with their name and address. Appeals for the decisions of the BZA are made to Knoxville City Council. A petition for such appeal shall be filed with the Plans Review and Inspections Department not more than 15 days from the date of BZA's decision. I will now ask Ms. Burke to call the roll.
Daniel Odell.
Here.
Ebony James.
Here.
Grant Rosenberg.
Here.
Okay, and just as a blanket statement, just as we're getting started today, this board is typically 5 members, and it takes 3 of us to pass a variance request. So when there's 3 of us, it takes all 3 of us. Typically in that situation where we've had a scheduling issue, we've only got 3 of the 5 here, we technically have a quorum, but if you, as an applicant, are nervous about having only 3 and having to have all 3 of us in unison to pass your variance, we will automatically allow you to postpone to the next meeting, which in this case is January
18th.
So it's just a couple more weeks from now. We did not have a quorum in December just due to scheduling with the holiday. So we apologize for even having to get your request to hear. But kind of that's what we've got to work with. So if you'd like to do that, just come to the microphone and just ask to postpone. We're happy to do that for you by a vote. All right, to get us going today, I need to ask briefly for approval on last month's minutes, if there's any changes that need to be made, or if I can get a motion to approve.
Motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion approval. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Minutes from last month are approved. Okay. Moving on into new business, because I don't believe we have any old business from last month. Not. File number 12A21VA, if you could go ahead and step up to the microphone. That is 222 Radford Place. Take your name and address for the record, please.
Taylor Forrester, 1111 North North Shore Drive, Suite S700, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37919.
Okay, thank you. Just real quickly, are there any other comments other than what was sent to us in writing?
No comments.
All right. Thank you. Taylor, if you could tell us about your application request and what you're asking for and the nature of your hardship.
All right, yeah, I mean, we're good to go forward today, understanding the reasonableness of these board members. I'm here on behalf of Eagle Distributing. Eagle Distributing is a beverage distribution company, been operating in Knoxville for several decades. At this current facility, it has expanded multiple times and is now wanting to expand again here on this western section of the property. We're asking for a setback variance first from a 25-foot setback variance to reduce that to 7 feet, 10 inches. As you can see, partly we've got a little bit of a cut in on the property angle as it comes down that sideline along Quorum Street there. We've attempted through the architect initially to design this to shift the building to where you can see the truck bays there, the loading bays. The issue we got into there is immediately to my right, warehouse A there, that is an exit section there where the semis have to come out, and we would not be able to make that that left turn there and then back to the right. Essentially, we were out of space, need this additional square footage, need to maximize it in order to continue the operations at this location. In support for the variance, not only the insert or the jagged kind of cutback on the property, what we have on this site, and it goes, I guess, kind of an east to west, the way I'm looking at it here, coming from the main street, Radford, there, and then kind of angling towards Quorum. The length of the property is a substantially sizable stormwater drainage line. It's handling stormwater from this property, but also properties, I guess I'd say upstream. And so that line has had continuous issues and problems over the years and has had to be replaced in large sections that the property owner has taken on in replacing that. So we have additional area to construct on. However, that area would be subject to being on top of this line that we've had repeated issues of replacing. So in adding that, this is essentially the only option to expand. But for that line, we would have plenty of other locations. This area where it's going, where we're asking for the variance, currently there, it's already an asphalt lot. So we would essentially, our improvements would be going over existing asphalt. We would not be expanding the impervious surface. Essentially, yeah, we'd be roofing and guttering this and channeling it to our stormwater detention there below, probably at a much more approvable kind of direction of the water flow versus it hitting the pavement and then deciding where gravity takes it. As for the parking variance, that was brought up after we'd submitted the initial application. Apparently, with the square footage increase, the ordinance requires three additional parking spaces. We already have too many parking spaces. Adding more parking would just be adding more impervious surface, just to add more impervious surface. Directly across from the property, Radford Place Street, we own five lots right there. And so a lot of parking is already handled there. Again, just adding the three parking spaces would be adding parking for nothing and increasing already the stormwater issues that city has from time to time. Again, believe this supports the grounds for a variance based on this irregular shape there and based on the site limitations and restrictions of this underground stormwater line. You know, we're to the point where absent this expansion, would have to start looking based on the growth of the company for additional locations. With this expansion, if approved, our understanding, and we're agreeable to this, is that the whole warehouse would have to then be brought up to code on sprinkling. Sprinkling would have to be installed. It's not currently installed throughout the warehouse. Again, if this is approved, we're more than willing and happy to carry on that part and get this up to code on the sprinkling as well. Don't think we could do it without the approval of the variance. It's just the additional storage space, although it may not look like much, it is a good bit of space when you factor in what the product is and how the layout would be with the storage of that product and loading and unloading of the product. My clients here, Mike Craig, President CEO of Eagle Distributing, as well as our architect, to answer any additional questions.
Thank you very much. For our process, I need to ask real quick, is there anyone here in opposition to this variance request? I don't see anybody. And now let's move into questions and comments from our board. Taylor, if you could, I want to understand just looking at what you've submitted, what that I have in front of me where the, I'm not sure I'm really clear on the stormwater drain and where it's located. It may be real clear. I think I see an easement on a portion of the plan there.
Can you pull up KGIS?
I was confused about where the easement comes from and goes to from what we had in front of us. I might just be misunderstanding.
Yeah, we can see it on the KGIS thing. That may be the easiest. You can go to an aerial. Okay. Scroll the other way first. So you see where all these trucks are? You see Radford, where
yes.
The gravel lots are?
Yes.
That side street there, it comes across at an angle from upstreet, comes into our property right there, goes basically under all of those trucks, and then comes down. If you scroll back, move the screen up, takes a sharp angle down through that drive aisle, essentially there, and then ties into this underground detention bay.
Gotcha. And that detention bay is just absorbing there, or is it going else, going from there somewhere?
It's absorbing there. I don't believe that's going. I guess it's got everything as an out, but it's handling there, that one, and another pipe coming down. And that's an impervious surface covering that detention bay that's, I guess, filled with the field.
So it crosses the property at the, I guess that's north or northwest.
Perfect. Yeah, there we go. Thank you. Yeah, so I mean, it, all of the vacant area basically comes down. Did I do that?
No.
Comes down all the way through here into here. And it's a, well, I looked at the site and saw the pipe through the, we pull up the grates, and it's a sizable pipe. And what I think recently, as of maybe last year or the year before,
we replaced 75 feet of the pipe. We have replaced sections for the last 30 years.
Sure. And it's splitting, basically splitting the two sections
it
of the
is.
Warehouse. That's what I'm, okay.
It is.
That's what I was trying to understand. That's
I'm
what,
sorry. Yeah.
I got you.
It runs.
Come up here.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Give me your address.
My name is Mike Craig. I'm president and CEO of Eagle Distributing Company and general partner of Hand Partnership, the land owner. That property, if you want to pull it back up. Okay. I don't know how to shoot my eye out of this. If you'll scroll down a little bit, that pipe runs right down. There's a, you can kind of see a faint line right there, makes a sharp turn, and then comes between these two buildings and bisects this parking lot, and then runs parallel to our property line, also the North Fork Southern Rail line, and dumps into this pond, this retention pond.
Gotcha.
So we essentially don't have any more usable land other than that space right here where we're proposing the addition.
Sure.
As a result of the pipe, yes.
I was also curious with this extension, how long is it? Because you're getting pretty tight on your site. You're getting pretty tight on your site. You've got a lot of buildings already on the site.
It is tight on the site.
This extension, how much time do you get to continue to grow and be there?
You know, it's the total extension is about 8,700 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's really for new product or new product storage. We've picked up a lot of waters. We're a beer and water and soft drink distributor. Picked up a lot of waters that we haven't carried in the past. It's primarily storage for that, ambient storage for that. We have refrigerated storage in other areas. So this is ambient storage for pallets that we're storing outside right now. They're kind of an eyesore. Want to get them inside out of the elements and water.
Sure. Okay.
I would anticipate this addition would serve us another 10 years.
The only question I had, it might be for the city, with the addition, is there a concern from the city in terms of sight lines with trucks pulling out and vehicles coming down Quorum Street? Is there any issue from engineering on sight lines for trucks exiting that that exit there. Joshua's on the phone. He should be able to.
Yeah, this is Joshua Fraser here in City Engineering. That would definitely be a concern that would need to be evaluated. Definitely, I mean, the bigger road's north central, and so there's not, wouldn't be any site issues coming from that direction, but heading toward south, that could be definitely an issue, that building there.
I think that's our grant to kind of answer, maybe offer some guidance. It's that currently there is being used for tractor trailer storage. Mm-hmm. The truck, that's where they park or parking overnight at this time. So any wouldn't be much change in the visibility there.
I'm Darrell Gibson, the architect for them, but it's 15 feet higher than the road right there anyway. So the bottom of the building is 15 feet higher than the asphalt on the road coming down. So I don't think there'll be any kind of sightline problem. You can look at it on, you know, Google Earth or something and see that.
Does Joshua have any feedback to that point?
It's hard to just get a view, a feel for that kind of thing. I'm looking at Google Street View to see. I mean, it's definitely something that would need to be looked at.
Hey, Joshua, you're fading out some. I think I missed the last part of what you said.
Sorry, I'm just saying with the tools I have, which is Google Street View, it would be hard to make a determination about that. I mean, it's a concern in that it would be something we would ask them to look at, but not a sure enough concern that I could tell you right now that it would be an issue.
And that would be further evaluated as they submit for a permit, right? Yeah.
Correct, yes.
I heard correct, yes, it was just faded. Okay.
I'll make a motion. We approve item 12-A-21-VA. Based on the stormwater easement and site constraints, it's a hardship.
I second that motion.
Yep. I agree with the reasoning behind granting that motion to an oddly shaped site. And the existence of the stormwater creates a limitation on where they can build. And so this seems reasonable, pending further code review that will have to occur anyways. So, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, next up is file 12C21VA on 2126 Forest Avenue. Sanders Pace. Hello, John Sanders. Hello. State your name and address for the record, sir.
John Sanders, 514 West Jackson Avenue.
Is there any other comment from the city other than what was posted to us earlier?
There was. Sharon, did you provide them with some revised comments from today? Did you all receive the ones from today about the change of use?
Did I receive those? I don't think I noticed they were changed comments.
So. Yes, the email I sent this morning had the revised staff comments.
Are they in our file here? Or
they are.
Okay. Essentially, I'll let you read it.
Well, and what we can do is, John, if you'd go ahead and just tell us about the variance request, and we'll look at them as we go through. Please, sir.
Sure. There are four variance requests that we're seeking, and I think per your typical protocol, we'd go through each one at a time. I'll do an overview of the four. The first one, as presented on your agenda, is to reduce the required amount of parking spaces from 19 spaces to 5 spaces. A point of clarification on that before we get too far into it, we are seeking a variance from 18 spaces to 5 spaces. So one less space per the required 18 to 5. We are proposing to build a mixed use building in this CN district within the Fort Sanders neighborhood. That mixed use building would have businesses that serve the neighborhood that pedestrians would utilize for the majority. It is directly adjacent to some very large multifamily developments in the Fort Sanders district on 22nd and Forest. The reason that the building is being built is to provide some customer-oriented services for that district. Currently, there's not that many walkable places unless you go all the way down to the strip. So again, the reason that we're trying to get the variance from 19 to 5 is simply, and the hardship would be lot size and really lot topography. There's quite a bit of slope from Forest Avenue up towards the alley, plan north, so to speak, of this drawing. It's about a 12-foot rise in height as you go from the front of the site to the back of the site. The current buildings that you do see on these drawings will be removed. They are beyond salvageable. We're admitted building huggers. However, those buildings cannot be saved, in our opinion. So we are we're proposing to remove those. One third of those buildings in that map are already gone. They had been removed prior to our involvement and were removed because of their condition. The second variance is to reduce the minimum required interior side yard setback for a parking lot from 20 feet to 14 feet. Now, that dimension comes from the property that sits to the plan left of this property, and we are required to have 20 feet from that side yard. However, to maximize the ability to get at least 5 spaces on our property, we are asking for a small variance from 20 feet to 14 feet to get those 5 spaces at the rear of the property that allow those to exist. And those parking spaces are angled spaces off of an alley that are accessed off a one-way alley. So again, with the topography plus the lot size starts to require that. And we're trying to maximize it. If we did not get that variance, we would lose yet another parking space. So again, it would go to 5 down to 4. So we hope we can get that variance as well. The third variance is to reduce the corner side yard setback from 15 feet to 11'6". And this corner side yard setback is really in relationship to the 22nd Street edge and the Forest Avenue edge. And again, we're looking for this 4.5 foot or 3.5 foot variance from 15 feet to 11'6" to really push the building closer to the corner. This is a CN district currently, and for CN districts, we are required to have a fairly large side yard, corner side setback, which really kind of defeats the purpose of a walkable kind of corner neighborhood market that we're trying to place in this location. So that is the reason for that. And then the hardship, of course, it goes back to topography and lot size. We're trying to get the required square footage as well as the parking that we're trying to maximize with the balance of the property. Number 4 is to reduce the required buffer yard from 14 feet to 0 feet on the adjacent dumpster or for the adjacent property for the dumpster enclosure. So we do not want to place the dumpster on 22nd or on Forest, and we want to place it on the alley where we feel it is appropriate. But because the neighboring property is a residential zone, even though it is a large commercial parking lot, it is causing this hardship. So location would be the hardship on this. You can see RN5 is the actual zone, but it is being used as a commercial large scale parking lot, not single family or even multifamily houses. So we feel that because it has that zoning, it is causing quite a bit of hardship, even though it's not used as its zone. So again, we're trying to maximize our parking, and we of course have to have a dumpster. So here is the reason that we're asking for that variance as well. So they're all woven together as variances typically are. We're on a fairly tight site. We feel that bringing commercial, mixed use commercial to this district is, I think, what the neighborhood would like to see. Our client, Sam Giovanni, is here. Sam also owns the 13th Street Market in the Fort Sanders District on the east side of the fort. So he's trying to balance his services to the Fort Sanders District for walkable, pedestrian-based commerce to this district. And I guess seeing his performance at 13th Street, he would like to bring that same level of care and customer service to this area in the Fort Sanders District. Sure. So I'll hang up and listen.
Absolutely. No, thank you. That's a great description. To ask real quick, process, is there anyone here to speak in opposition to this request? Anybody saying no? And is there anyone else to speak to it? You guys are good. John, upstairs is going to be, I was just looking, as residential upstairs or just
commercial?
Commercial upstairs.
Because of the large slope in the site, we're actually able to get two front doors, one off of 22nd mm-hmm. and one off of Forest.
Okay.
So we'll have commercial on both levels.
Office or
it'll be commerce. The market will be upstairs. Actually, there'll be retail will be downstairs.
Oh, cool.
So not a true mixed use in that sense, but mixed occupancy types all serving a commercial use.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the parking then is going to be come and go, both on site and what you're building.
Transient is what we are seeking. So we have five spaces on site, but we're also demonstrating that we're able to create up to 14 spaces on our two edges. Mm-hmm. Being on Forest and on 22nd. Those spots do not count towards the parking count, but those spots do not exist today.
Right.
So we are actually creating up to 14 spaces with this journey that we're going through for the project.
And just those, so I'm clear, 19 or 18 is actually required?
18 is required. And that's appreciate staff's willingness to work with us through this process. We've changed it a couple times, and that's why it got done that way. We changed it at the last minute down to 18 based on some new numbers we had calculated. Gotcha. So 18 is what's required.
Okay.
Gotcha. John, spaces 7 through 14, are those in public right of way then?
They are.
Okay. So they don't currently exist.
They do not.
So you are in effect creating additional spaces, but those will be city controlled. Effectively city controlled parking.
Yeah.
Is that currently metered? Just curious.
It's not metered. They're not there.
Well, I guess it's the plan for it to be metered. Sorry. Our other spots around the fort, I think, are typically metered, correct?
I don't think they're metered in the fort. Nope. I think that there's rumor. So this is just rumor of expanding the parking permit policy that started in South Knoxville up into Fort Sanders, but that's irrelevant.
You guys heard it here first.
What's that?
You've apparently let the cat out of the bag, so it's no longer a rumor. City officials stated in the public meeting.
Unofficial.
Okay, that's all I had.
And we would love for those to be time-limited spaces for transient use,
sure.
Just because we do know that those cars on the street tend to stay a while, and for the uses that our owner would love to have here would be to have a 1 hour, 2 hour, something like that limit would be phenomenal.
And that was kind of my point was,
yep,
you know, that you kind of want them to be metered so you can control that. But anyway, I don't have any other
questions.
I don't have any more questions. I think it's straightforward.
Yep, I agree. Motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve 12-C-21-VA.
I second that motion.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
John, I would reach out to traffic engineering to talk about the metering process.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, onward. 12D21VA 7201 Kingston Pike. You here to speak to this? Please state your name and address for the record.
Sure. My name is Aaron Brown, Southern Rad Signs. It's 90 West 28th Street, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37408.
You said Aaron Brown.
Yes, sir.
Right? All right, thank you. Are there any further comments on this?
No further comments.
No more from the city. Aaron, if you would tell us about your variance request and the nature of your hardship.
Sure. So there is an existing freestanding sign there that's currently right at about 50 feet tall. It's a appears to be an old Hardee's. Dairy Queen's moving into this site. The sign currently sits too close to the right-of-way with the Hardee's cabinet up there. So what they're wanting to do, unfortunately, for everybody else other than Hardee's, we can't reuse Hardee's cabinets because they put that monstrous star there. So the best thing we can do is put a new ID cabinet on it and use Dairy Queen's branding. So what the owner wants to do is cut the sign down and bring it underneath the 30 feet cap that exists in this part of Kingston Pike. We're requesting that they require like a 10 foot setback from the right of way. I think it has 15 foot on here from the edge of the road. We're requesting that to be reduced down so that we can continue using the existing steel. Everything structural seems fine with it. It just makes more sense to use what's there instead of having to tear up the earth and stick something back in it.
Sure. Okay. So you're saying you're going to drop that, you're going to drop it down to meet current code in terms of the height?
Yes, that measurement on that picture is 29 feet, 11 and 5/8 inches, just shy of 30 feet.
Cool. All right. Let me ask if there's anyone here in opposition to this request. See anyone? Yeah. Okay. What questions do we have? I think that's pretty straightforward to me.
If you were to move the sign, it would have to go into a location where there's currently parking or there's there's not a lot of easy other areas to move the sign without disrupting some of the other.
Right. They would lose some parking.
Yeah. Yeah, that was going to be my question, was just usually it's the height, size. Those are typically more controversial applications. This is, I think, pretty reasonable considering you're bringing everything else into compliance. So I'll make a motion to approve item 12-D-21-VA.
I second that motion.
Motion and a second. Yeah. All in favor, aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving right along to 12E21VA, 5121 Camilla Road. Thank you.
I'm here to speak if I need to be.
Well, who would you like to speak?
Michelle, if you'd like to speak first, you in?
Okay. You said you want me to go first, Greg, it's fine.
Sure.
Would state your name and address for the record.
Yes. Michelle Johnson, actually go by Mimi Johnson. The address is 5121 Camellia Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37912.
Okay, let me ask real quick, just from processing, is there any other comment from the city on this?
Not at this time.
All right, thank you. Go ahead and just tell us about your request. Yes. And the nature of your hardship.
Okay, so we are requesting to have 24 kids approved for a daycare facility. Right now, I currently have over 40 clients that are on a waiting list. I'm pretty much in compliance with the city. I've done everything to get licensed and get approved. I just need to get my building permits, of course. I also did get approved for a new establishment grant. So just trying to meet these other things that I need to do as far as with code so that I can get open. Let's see. I do want to do plan to be open long term. There is definitely a childcare need and demand in the area. Right now, within a 20-mile radius, there's a waiting list for kids that's two and under. That's pretty much over a year. So I definitely have a strong demand there. People are calling every day trying to get in. So I'm definitely doing everything I can to get some of the parents and everything back to work. And just basically add something new to the community, because there's
not really one that's close by at all. That's pretty much all I have, Gregor.
Yes. All right. This is Gregor Smee with Smee Busby Architects.
Hey, Gregor, wait, hold on just 1 second for us. Okay. Say something real quick. Sorry, 1 second.
Hi, this is Peter Ahrens, Plans Review and Building Inspections Director. Want to give some additional context to what you're seeing here.
Okay.
This was originally permitted and constructed as a house. At some point in the past, it was converted to an office without permitting to approve such, to review or approve such alterations, which resulted in a lot of asphalt being installed and utilized in ways that would not have been approved by city engineering. We have worked extensively with Mr. Smee and the applicant to come up with a solution that the city feels is safe, recognizing that the current owner did not do any of this work, and it's as close to code as possible while remaining safe.
Understood. Okay. Thank you. Gregor, if you'd like to go ahead, please.
Sure. Gregor Smee, Smee Busby Architects, 2554 Sutherland Avenue. Yeah, there's a story. Peter has told you part of it, and Mimi has told you part of it. Mimi was looking for a place to open a daycare. She went through a commercial broker who found this building, which was being used as an office. The owner of this property back in 2004 went through the MPC to have this property changed from residential to office, which it is. It is zoned office, which allows daycare. So it had been used as an office for 14 years. Well, ever since 2004, I guess, closer to 18 years. And we didn't realize that it had never been permitted as an office. We just knew that it conformed to the zoning that we needed. So we continued. We got the state fire marshal's plans approved that they wanted to see change. We worked with the health department. We worked with the Department of Child Services to make sure that their checklist was done. And then finally, we went with our engineers, mechanical, electrical, and structural, into the city for a building permit. And we're very surprised when zoning called us and said, do you have a problem here? Because this, although it may be zoned as an office and allows a daycare, it has never been permitted as such. And so it will be a change of use. And now you will need to bring the parking up to current parking levels. And that's where we found ourselves in trouble. My client had already signed the lease and invested quite a bit of money into the building, believing that because it had been used as an office for 18 years, that the parking was acceptable. And it wasn't until we first submitted for permit that we found that, in fact, what was there was not acceptable. So we worked very hard. The city, I say the city and in-city engineering worked very hard to help us figure out a way that we can get three spaces for the children to be dropped off at. There's three drop-off spots and one handicapped space for either a staff member or a parent dropping off a child. And then all of the staff, which in this case is only four people, they would park across the street. There is a large shopping center that has agreed to allow them to use the parking spaces right across the street. So that is how working with city engineering and through Peter and everybody there, we came to a working solution that allows Mimi Johnson to open a daycare center. And we believe it is meeting the intent of the zoning ordinance as far as providing safety. The biggest issue was not to back onto the street. And so in both cases, on both sides of the building, we have a way to back up and then pull forward onto the street. And I think that sums up the story pretty well. Are there questions?
Thank you. For just a matter of process, let me ask real quick, is there anyone here in opposition to this request? Seeing none, are there any questions and comments that we might have for the applicant? I think this is also fairly straightforward. Personally been there, done that in terms of getting something and finding a what something's zoned and how the building code treats things are two different things. So you can end up and get stuck. And Peter, just so I'm clear, we're saying the city is basically endorsing this plan because it's been presented with a lot of city involvement. And
building city's not opposing.
Not opposing is maybe the better way to say that. Thank you. Any other questions?
No, I mean, it's always a red flag when there's eight variances, eight different variances in an application. But given the context of situation, the fact that the city's been working with the applicant to get the property as in compliance as possible. There are hardships as it relates to the site of the size of the property and being able to fit parking spaces. Obviously you have to go through other approvals through the state to operate a daycare. So I don't think we need to add any additional burden on you.
So I do have one little question real quick. Is the agreement to park across the street, is that on a lease or is it just they've said, sure?
No, they wouldn't put it in writing, but the manager said, let them park here. I mean, it's like so many parking spaces.
There's
like
a lot of parking there. That's an issue that I just wanted to ask real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to go ahead and make the motion.
Sure.
That's my job. I'll make a motion to approve item 12-E-21-VA as submitted.
Thank you.
You have a motion?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, none. Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Absolutely. And with that, unless there's any further business, so we are adjourned. Thank you.
Board, we have a new administrative specialist. Her name is Jennifer Scobie.